Coach, were you impressed by the half court defense? Because it seemed like you guys did a pretty solid job of just making them take difficult shots and Will Thursby and the guy on that end of the court.
Yeah, I think things are coming together for us slowly but surely. We've worked so hard in the month of January on our intensity and our effort on the defense, on our blockouts. I mean, so many aspects of defense. And I thought tonight we did a really good job of playing a possession at a time. And they really made us work deep at the shot clock a lot when they didn't have a break, and we didn't give them many breaks, fast break opportunities, especially in the second half. So, yeah, I was very, very pleased and very excited about the win.
Is that just effort of preparation to kind of know what those sets are going to be and kind of future value spot to make them going forward?
It's execution. It's buying into our system. It's mastering our system. You know, I said a long time ago that in a lot of respects our season started after the new year because of the injuries so early on, the loss of some of the big guys on the front line. And we had to really take a very different approach. We are a very, very different team. It's January 1 than we were November 1 and December 1. And the things that we've been working on right now have really come together. Or at least they've started to come together.
Sorry,
I think as hard as we've been working in practice, everybody is confident. They're confident in the most significant part of the game, and that's that they're going to compete and play hard. They're going to compete and play hard when they're out there, and I think that gives their teammates confidence in them. So we've got a group of guys that's not inhibited about playing with any particular player or any particular combination. And I think when you have that level of confidence, you play with a little more, I don't want to say freedom, but I think you play with a little bit more intensity and focus. Because you're not afraid to distribute the ball to where it needs to be because God's going to execute for you. And the same thing on the defensive side.
I was going to ask you on the flip side of that. You know, they came in as the third best defense system. Phillips just won the league. And for you guys to shoot, what, 58% against them speaks well of your execution on the offensive end. Did you feel like the guys got to a nice rhythm early and just maintained their rhythm throughout the course of the game?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with Morris got off to a pretty good start, and we were able to – they were really trying to take him away, especially the first three or four possessions of the game, and we were able to get the ball inside. Paulie's got a basket or two for us. We got in there a couple times and just didn't produce, didn't get the basket, but we knew we could go in there. And then things just kind of started going our way, started opening up when they really tried to take Morris away. Zoe was able to get us a basket here. Corey Flager was able to get us a basket or two. You know, Paulius, Alex Burke, I thought, again, gave us a nice lift. They made a little bit of run. I thought Cliff's put back in the second half gave us energy. So we got a lot of positive play out of a lot of guys. Rodney Foster just continues to give us a really, really super defensive effort and gives us a lift on that side of the ball. So we've got a lot of guys contributing right now, and they feel good about the fact that they're making that contribution.
Morris, have a couple of games where you really played much better in the second half than the first half. I think that's my third effort tonight to kind of keep going. Earlier this in the game,
you know, I think I did a good job tonight of letting it come to me. You know, each and every game is different. You know, you see different looks every night. And, you know, whether I have a good game or a bad game, the game before, you know, I just try to, you know, I forget about it, and then going to each game with a new mindset, and, you know, of course, I got to a good start in every game.
What were they doing defensively? Their antennas known for being pretty solid defensively, but just some of you were finding spots on the floor to get comfortable shots. What were you doing to kind of combat what they tried to do defensively?
Well, you know, early on, you know, I had a tough defender on me. I get on the perimeter, and he would kind of sag off, you know, and, yeah, you know, he'd sag off, and kind of invited me to just raise up and shoot the jumper, and you know, that's one thing that I, you know, I work at, and you know, I raised up his sail for me, and then kept going from there.
Morris, what's the coach talks about you letting the game come to you, and you mentioned that too. Is that been the difference the last couple of games, and sort of settled back in the rhythm you had early in the year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, at the start of conference play, had a couple. couple of Rocky gangs there, shooting-wise, turnover-wise, you know, and teams, you know, I guess playing physical. And it took me a couple of games to adjust, I guess, but, you know, once I kind of fell back in my rhythm, started the game come to me, they got that much easier.
So it seemed like a long time this season, you guys have come a long way. Everybody contributes offensively and defensively about the course of the game. It's like tonight would have been one of those nights where just from start to finish, baskets were covered from guys here and there, and everyone kind of filled in around the moment. And that really sort of benefited you guys both into the court.
Yeah, it did. Every day we just come out working on different types of shots that we get in the game. So basically all the guys did was just play with confidence and be ready when the opportunity came. Morris was having a good shooting night. He carried most of the load, but, you know, at times when they overhelped on him or doubled on him, guys were ready and they made the shot.
Is it something that you can take from one game to the next with everybody playing with confidence? Like, visually, it looked like there were a lot of guys out there who just seemed like they were comfortable playing with that sort of confidence. Can you take that from one game to the next as you guys progress over the course of the season?
Yeah, I believe so. I think guys are starting to understand, like, certain situations on the court that we didn't understand earlier in the year. So now, when we get out there and we get in a tough situation or we need a basket, we need to stop. I think guys understand how to get that now. So I think that's been a big part of the reason why we've been playing a lot better.
So y'all are 6-3, you know, kind of still tied for second. What do you make
for y'all standing? Right now, we've been doing a pretty good job. We could, you know, we've had a couple games get away from us, just a couple possessions here or there. Maybe could have been a difference. But right now, we just got to look at what's ahead of us right now. And that's SMU on Saturday. Just take it one game at a time and see where we end up.
Coach, I was be able to put the bench out there and finish the game and then extend the lead in all the way it did. Just talk about that.
Well, you know, it goes back to some of the points that I was making earlier. It's a confidence issue that we're starting to become a team where guys have accepted their roles and they understand what's expected. They know they're going to play. So when they're in there, they give an effort until they can't go anymore. And there's no resistance to coming out of the game because they know they're going to get an opportunity back in there. Tonight was an opportunity where toward the end of the game, we were able to really platoon our guards and keep two fresh guys in there, guys that could keep the pressure on Lorenzo and Chris with ball pressure and ball handling and intensity, and then Corey and Rodney guys that are a threat to shoot the ball. So I think that's one example. I thought again, you know, Cliff Gorham and Alex Perkins just did a super job coming off the bench for guys that hadn't played a lot of minutes over the course of the year, but I think it's a reflection of what they're doing every day in practice. They have confidence in themselves, and their teammates have confidence in them. And I'm trying to show confidence in them by putting them in the game in key situations. I think that's how the confidence will continue to grow for those guys. And the bottom line is, until we can find out what's going on with Greg Killings, we're going to need both those guys to play a lot of minutes for us over the next 2-3 weeks.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.